Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Building Better Blocks to Healthier Life Show with Penny McElroy. Daily episodes packed full of informational wellness nuggets. Because your healthier life is closer than you think.
Welcome to the show. My name is Jennifer Navarrete, and during the month of November, we're learning all about the building blocks to good health from certified integrative nutrition coach Penny McElroy. On today's show, we'll learn why, when it comes to sleep, we might want to go back in time and revert back to childhood. Now, Penny, there are times when I wish I could go back in time, but I'm not sure how my sleep would be improved if I did manage some sort of time travel miracle.
Well, probably the best thing is that you would have your mother in your ear saying, bedtime. I don't know how many. And at that point, you know, in time in our lives, we listen to what our mother said. But what it boils down to is you have to ask yourself, how important is it to have routines in our sleeping habits? And this may be showing my age, but how many of us can remember having our parents insist on us having a strict bedtime? During the school year, my bedtime was pretty early. I remember it being like 9:30, something like that. But in the summertime, we were actually given an extra 30 minutes, and that was a big deal. I even remember a poem that I memorized in the fourth grade, and I wish I could remember the name of it, but it was all about going to bed. In the winter, you went to bed, and it was dark outside. And in the summer, you went to bed, and the birds were singing, and it was light outside. It was really a cute poem. But basically, you know, there's a change in the light. So that kid in that poem, which was probably 1800s, had a specific time that he or she had to go to bed. And it's been that way for a really long time. Yeah, and I've heard parents talk about after the kids go to bed, that's their time so that they can kind of wind down and do things they want to do. And it may be that in their mind that was the only reason for sending their child to bed early. But in reality, there's really a logical reason for people to have a routine bedtime. In early childhood, that routine bedtime helps that child develop have a better cognitive performance. And it actually reduces behavior problems. So it kind of makes you wonder in today's world, with all the kids running crazy in school, supposedly, maybe they're not going to bed early enough. Maybe that's the reason why they're having behavioral problems. It's not real easy to develop routine habits of sleep in today's world like it used to be. You know, I was thinking when I was trying to get ready for this, I don't remember watching television as a kid. We had one. I remember the television being there, but I don't remember watching it. So I was outside playing, climbing trees, all kinds of stuff. But when it was dark, you went home, you know. And if you didn't have anything else to do, then you're ready for bed. So it was easy to go to bed back then. There wasn't the distractions that we have now. I know you were telling me the other day about your internet being down. Yesterday, and what'd your nephew say?
What am I supposed to do?
I wouldn't even have known to ask that question because there wasn't anything to do but play, and then when it was dark, you go to bed. Yeah, but the National Sleep Foundation in 2014 took a poll, and about half of the children under the age of 11 had consistent bed and wake times. Well, what that means is that half of them didn't. Yeah, but it's just as important for adults to have routines, routine bedtime rituals even. And what that does for us, that our bodies actually crave that. And these regular activities help every body, every aspect, every system that we have. If we eat at a regular time, our digestive system becomes activated at in advance for regular meals. So a lot of our health issues is because our digestive system is crazy. Maybe that's why. I know in my case that's why. So, because I never know what I'm going to eat. That's why I hate to take tablets 30 minutes before you eat. Who knows? I don't know when 30 minutes before I'm going to eat. So they never have worked for me. Yeah. And doing this research and studying has made me realize that maybe my digestive system would work better if I had a routine. Yeah. If you have a routine for waking, your mind, I know I have an inner alarm clock. And once I sleep a certain number of hours, my body starts waking up. And I think pretty much everybody does. And it's your body in that routine that is becoming more alert. So it's you know, our digestive system, you know, our waking up system. When it's bedtime, we begin to relax and we start getting sleepy if we're in a routine. And what it turns out is that these regular daily events serve to anchor our underlying daily rhythms, and our body functions better all the way around.
You know, you mentioned earlier about parents sending their kids to bed at a certain time so they can have grown-up time. But I think and I think that's true, but I also think one of the reasons children need a set bedtime is because of the cranky factor. I have to say that if I go to any grocery store or any, you know, any public space between 2 o'clock in the afternoon and 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and parents have their kids there, I'm going to see cranky babies and cranky kids and all kinds of stuff, because what they need at that point is a nap. And I think that's true for adults. I think adults have the cranky factor happening in a lot of us. And maybe we don't know it because we think, you know, we have to push through certain things. But I think we need sleep because we get cranky.
That's just one of the bodily functions that tells us that we're not getting enough sleep. There's so many things that goes on in our body when we are sleep deprived. Yeah. And it eventually will affect our actual health. Getting better sleep will actually make us healthier. That's just a fact. The science has proven it. I think trial and error of most of us have proven it. Everything about our body works better when we get sleep. And the key is, how do I get that sleep? Because it's not easy in today's world to go to sleep. You know, there's always so much that needs to be done. And we keep pushing ourselves because I've got a deadline. I've got to do this. This has got to be done. I set this goal for myself. It has to be finished today. And I'm just as guilty of this. And I see what it's doing to my body. One of the advantages of being a health coach is that you begin to pay attention to your own body. And that's how you learn, because you're learning how to help other people, and you become conscious. And it's no longer a subconscious thing. You become conscious about what's going on in your body. You feel a difference when it happens. And sleep is critical to me. If I were going to put things into a category, and this is the number one reason, this is the number two reason. Stress, to me, would be the number one reason for people to have poor health. The number two reason is that people are not getting the amount and quality of sleep that they need to give their body the opportunity to heal. And that's whole to me, that's, you know, the scientists may not know why it's important to sleep, but I can take that leap that they can't take and say, oh, yeah, I sleep because my body heals when I sleep. You know, to me, it's just common sense. But scientists have to have a pattern, a path to follow, you know, with proof
right.
on everything. So, but if
okay.
I know I feel better when I get the right amount of sleep.
Okay, so if we take that premise that if we wanted to get a good night's sleep, we need to revert back to childhood, the first thing is a regularly scheduled bedtime. And
yes.
and I'm going to throw in naps. I think naps are important. Unless you're insomniac, and then maybe naps don't work. But for the average Joe, I think naps really help. And it doesn't have to be some crazy two-hour siesta. It could be even 20 to 30-minute power nap. I think you'll thank yourself for it. What else? What would come after that?
Let me address the power naps. You know, you're right. If somebody has a problem sleeping, and actually, I'm going to venture to say that people that are older are going to have more of an issue going to sleep unless they're in a routine. And people that are older, it's more critical for them, just like it is for children, to get the right amount of sleep because their body needs to heal during that time. So power naps are good. And I've heard of people being able to take five-minute power naps, and it really helps them. You know, but the longer you sleep in a nap, the less value that nap has. So sometimes a power nap is good, as long as you're not don't suffer from insomnia. But having routines is critical in every aspect of our life. And sleep is a behavior. You know, sleep is definitely a physiological process. It's a chance for rest that conserves our energy and gives us an opportunity to process memories, to improve learning, but it is a behavior. So the routine, and you have a bedtime routine too, you know, and everybody's bedtime routine doesn't have to be the same. You know, some people like to read to wind down. Other people like to listen to music. You know, even watching television can be kind of mind-numbing. You know, you're tuning the TV out, but the noise in the background is actually helping you go to sleep. You know, and of course, taking a bath, you know, praying. And one of the things that I haven't seen a whole lot of stuff talked about is how important it is to not allow yourself to get so tired. It's kind of like you don't allow yourself to get hungry because then you start eating everything in sight. If you allow yourself to get so tired by pushing and pushing and pushing, then when you go to bed, I think you have a harder time going to sleep. I think that could be true for most people. Not everybody, but most people would fall in that category. So the routine prevents you from getting past that too tired to sleep stage. And having the routines is, and your routine is going to be different from mine. You know, not eating heavy meals or something that your body has to work overtime to digest is important. So you want to make sure that your routines include maybe eating a little bit of protein before you go to bed so that you don't get, you don't wake up in the middle of the night hungry. But just a bite, just a little bit, enough to satisfy you so that your body's not working overtime, you know, trying to digest food, because then that takes the blood and it takes the energy away from where the healing process that your body needs to go through. But make a routine, make a ritual. For me, it's brushing my teeth, washing my face, taking my vitamins, lying down, and sometimes I read for a few minutes, but it's usually a book that I've already read so that I know the end of it. So that means that I'm not going to stay awake just to find out what the end is. So if you're going to read, that's a good thing to do, you know. But if reading isn't your thing, then listening to soft, easy listening music, you know, some people that can do that. But it needs to be music that is easy to listen to.
You know, that there's those kind of like the sound of rain or the white noise or, you know, the sound of wind. You know, there's apps for that. I have an app that I use occasionally, and it's a thunderstorm, or sometimes it's a waterfall, or it's a river, or an ocean. And for me, that's something that helps sleep. I am someone who likes to listen to sound before I go to sleep, so I sometimes put in some meditation music, which is really, you know, kind of relaxing, or I'll listen to a podcast, a story podcast. So that's kind of what lulls me to sleep, and that's kind of me shutting my brain off, because you mentioned to shut your brain off, even if it's watching TV or reading a book that you've already read. In my case, it's listening to some kind of audio to kind of shut my mind down, because sometimes you lay there and there's so much going on that you sabotage your own sleep by thinking about the stuff for tomorrow, which is why when you mentioned on an earlier show that we did in this week, you talked about writing stuff down. That way it's out of your mind, and that's something that's also really helpful. So good stuff, Penny.
Well, hopefully it helps, because I know that a lot of what I've said has just been trial and error on my part, because sleep is, you know, you think sleep is simple. Sleep is you just lay down, close your eyes, but that's not the case. You know, for most of us, that's not the case.
Right. Well, so this ties really well into the show that we're going to have tomorrow, where we're going to talk about some of the things that you learn during a year-long sleep study program. So if you're interested in that, everybody, stay tuned for tomorrow's show, and we'll see you then.
To receive more healthy building block tips, simply go to yourwellnessplan.com.